From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Welcome everyone to our Gospel program. We're delighted that you're able to join with us. I trust that you enjoy our broadcast this morning. We have a hymn by Mrs. Margaret Craig coming up in a moment or two. A lovely hymn, I Stood One Day at Calvary. Before that, let me first of all give you a brief reminder of our program tonight. We will be playing the second extract from the testimony of Tony Cafferty, who comes from Achill Island, off the west coast of Ireland, and we're offering his full testimony free to anyone who sends for it. Tune in tonight at 9 o'clock. I want to read some verses now from Mark chapter 7, and it's the verse 31. Mark chapter 7, the verse 31. And again departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit, and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Amen. And may God bless the reading of his holy word to every heart. Now here's Mrs. Craig and that lovely hymn, I Stood One Day at Calvary.
I never knew he loved me so.
Turn with me now to Mark chapter 7 and the verses 31 through to 37. When we were looking at this portion of Scripture last week, we said that in it we have a picture of the spiritual state of man. The man who was deaf and dumb presents to us a representation of our spiritual condition by nature. Just as this man could neither hear Christ, nor apply or respond to him, so it is with each person in their natural state. And if you are not converted today, this is how it is with you. Spiritually, you can neither hear the words of Christ, nor spiritually respond to him. Do you remember how the Savior on a number of occasions accused those who came to him of drawing near to him with their lips only, while their hearts were far from him? Now just think on that. What he is saying is that though there appears to be a fellowshipping with him, it was a mere outward show. There was not a drawing near with the heart. And that's how we are spiritually, being deaf to God's word and being dumb, unable to respond to the Lord. Whatever form of worship we may take on, it is a mere outward drawing near to God. There is no spiritual communion. There is no spiritual hearing or speaking to Christ. This man, this poor, deaf, and dumb man, presents to us a picture of each individual in this world in their natural state. We must all be touched by the Savior, even as this man was touched, if we are to be cured, if we are to be delivered from this spiritual deafness and spiritual dumbness. And that touch is conversion. That touch is regeneration. That touch is what the Savior speaks of in John chapter 3 when he said, "You must be born again." Now let me demonstrate the truth of what it is I'm saying today. First of all, man is deaf to God's word. In Matthew chapter 13 and the verse 15, listen to what the Savior says. "For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them." There was a closing of their eyes, a closing of their ears, a hardening of their hearts, lest the word of Christ reach them, and they be converted. The Lord Jesus on another occasion, in John chapter 8 and the verse 43, asked the question, and then answered it, "Why do ye not understand my speech?" The answer, "Even because ye cannot hear my word." John 8:43. Look it up for yourself and check it. Now what did the Savior mean when he says, "because ye cannot hear my word"? Now they could hear his words. That is, their ears physically could hear the words that Christ was speaking. But their hearts could not hear, could not accept, could not receive the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, he's saying, "You don't understand what I'm saying, and you won't believe my words." Man is deaf, spiritually, to God's words. But let me say something now that's very important in the light of this. Our salvation depends upon us hearing God's word. I want to repeat that. For I'm sure there are those listening to this program, and they do not believe for one moment what it is I have just said. But it's true, nevertheless. Our salvation depends upon us hearing God's word. It doesn't depend upon us taking part in services. It doesn't depend upon us presenting ourselves at the ordinances. It doesn't depend upon us being baptized. It doesn't depend upon us taking communion. No, our salvation depends upon us hearing God's word. In Isaiah chapter 55 and the verse 3, God says, "Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. That's a powerful statement. Life is granted to the poor sinner who will hear, that is, hear with their heart, hear and believe, hear and obey the word of God. Matthew chapter 17 records the words spoken by God the Father on one occasion. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. That's what God the Father would say to us today. Hear ye the words of my Son. This is endorsed and underscored by the Saviour in John chapter 5 and the verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Do you hear that? He that heareth my word and believeth on him that hath sent me hath everlasting life. Hath, present tense. It's not will perhaps have, will at some future date be given. No, it doesn't say that. It says, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Our time is gone once more. Please join with us again as we continue to consider this fact that this poor deaf and dumb man pictures for us, each one of us, in our natural state. Do remember our program tonight. Join with us at 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.